Hey everyone, and welcome back. Today's topic is grieving process. It's been 2 years, and I definitely am not an expert. But I can tell you one thing. The journey has been quite a ride. Like I said, 4 months after he passed away, I started working. So the first year and a half was like absolute hardest. My son was 2 months, my daughter was two, and now being a full-time employee and full-time mom was quite a challenge. I can finally say that we're getting to a place where I guess I feel like I can see the light at the end of the tunnel. I still have those dark days, but the love of my children, and I just see Boris in them every day. So that gives me the strength to never give up, because I almost feel like I have to finish this journey and to do it to the best of my abilities and honoring him throughout the process. I mean, I always wonder, like, what would Boris think? Would he be proud? So I just find love and strength in my children. And I feel incredibly blessed because they are so cute and they're funny, which is a good combination of Boris and I. But like I said, every day, I mean, it's not an easy process, for sure. Because when you wake up every day and you're like, okay, another day without my partner, it's hard. Because you wake up to an empty bed. Well, not really, because Lola and Matthew always like to sneak up on me. But for the most part, you know, when you plan a future with someone, you know, I thought forever was forever, and that we were going to grow old together, and it would be it. It was happy, like, family, despite, like, our ups and downs. But so now it's just me in this journey with Lola and Matthew and Moshe, which is my dog, and just try hard every day to move forward. And like I said, the most important thing is I feel like I got a chance at a second life. So anything I did in my first life, I don't do in my second, which means I've become more grounded in family values. Anything I do, I think of my children and what makes them happy and what would make Boris happy. So at the end of the day, it's wonderful because it just feels different. I feel I've matured a lot throughout the process. Like I said, would not wish this upon my worst enemy. And the most important thing is to find time for yourself and to truly create this journey that you're given to, I mean, just give it your all. And that's what I do every day. I mean, I was able to pick myself up after this traumatic experience. I was able to, you know, I started working. I was able to buy a home for our family. And every day, like I said, I just work extremely hard to make sure that he's still a part of our lives while our kids are growing, you know. So exciting tomorrow. Lola starts school. Matthew starts school. But I can't believe, like, next year she'll be in kindergarten. So kind of exciting, but a little nervous. But I'll let you guys know how it goes. Thank you for listening in. Have a good night.